4 out of 10 federal employees are eligible to retire in the next 5 years. The Office of Personnel Management has a new strategy to attract new hires to government and get millennials who are already in government to stay. The strategy is called Recruitment, Engagement, Diversity, and Inclusion Ready. You can read more about it from my colleague Emily Kopp at federalnewsradio.com. Ron Sanders is vice president of Booz Allen Hamilton and former chief human capital officer at a number of agencies, including the intelligence community. Ron, thanks for coming on the program today. A couple of things struck me when Emily reported about Ready, and I wanted to get your thoughts. One of them is the continued focus on the number of federal employees that are eligible to retire in light of the report we have on federalnewsradio.com about the fact that not many of them seem to be going anywhere. Are we maybe focusing on the wrong thing at this point in time? Thanks for being on, as always, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Francis. And no, I don't think so. I do think we've gotten a bit jaded because for many years we waited for the retirement tsunami to happen, and frankly, it never has. Rather than a big wave, I think it's more a series of ones. And I do know that my agency colleagues are concerned about an improving economy because that always means higher attrition amongst your most experienced executives, your most marketable employees. So as the jobs market improves, particularly in things like technology, I think you can expect an uptick. However, I don't think it's ever going to be a tsunami. I think it's going to be more gradual. But I have to tell you, Francis, I like where OPM is coming from, more from the supply side. Not so much worrying about attrition, but we know, and it's no longer just urban legend. There is empirical evidence to back this up. We know that millennials will only stay in a given job, federal or otherwise, for a couple of years. What I think we ought to be focusing on is how we can get them to come, go, and come back, maybe lather, rinse, repeat a couple of times, because I think that's really going to increase the talent in the talent pool. We've always looked at federal employment as sort of a closed system. You come in at the bottom, you stay for 35 or 40 years like I did, and then you retire. But we know millennials don't do that. What we haven't done, Francis, is retool our personnel system to acknowledge that fact, because we may end up recruiting the same talented person a couple of times over at various stages of his or her working life.
One of the elements then that I think is important in this Ready plan for that is engagement, because if somebody comes in and they are not engaged and they don't have a sense that they have a chance to move up or move over or whatever, then you've recruited them once, but you haven't created a great first impression, and it's going to be hard to bring them back. So it strikes me that engagement portion may be the most important of all four of these.
You got it, Francis. What you want in this case is a repeat customer.
Yeah.
I think it's asking a lot of agencies as they recruit millennials to look at attrition statistics and worry that millennials may be leaving after 4 or 5 years. I think they're going to do that no matter how engaged they may be, just because they tend to have wanderlust. The question is, when they want to come back, first of all, will they want to come back? Will they be a repeat customer? And if they do, are there ways to bring them back without asking them to make too much of a sacrifice? I'll come back to that here, hopefully, before we finish.
Yeah, my sense is, Ron, I agree with what you said. It all makes sense. And 4 or 5 years seems to be a pretty reasonable number, because that's what we're seeing play out in the private sector. My understanding is, though, that they're not lasting in the federal government that long. And that, I would think, would be worrisome, because if you see a trend that's comparable to what you see that age cohort doing in the private sector, you say, okay, they feel the same level of engagement and satisfaction when they were here. They just want to go do something else, like that's what they do. If they're leaving after a year or two instead of after 4 or 5, that's, in my mind, I would think might signal a bigger problem. Am I on track there?
I think you are. What we need, and you know, Ready is all about data, and this is the case where we need more data. One of the things I wish for is a common government-wide exit survey that, frankly, is a requirement that people fill out before they leave us. So we know why they're leaving, and frankly, if they're leaving happy, we know they're a potential prospect for coming back. But as you said, Francis, if they leave unhappy, chances are we're not going to get a repeat customer.
Yeah, you really have to be able to identify where your strengths and weaknesses are. And that's what I took away from Emily's report, is this effort is the point behind this effort is to be able to give not just hiring managers, but people at all levels that are involved with personnel, that kind of information.
And I think that when it comes to leveraging big data and data science, with all due respect, I think my human capital colleagues are lagging. After all, we're people persons, right? And I'm really happy to see OPM championing the use of big data. Frankly, I'd take it to the next level, because it's not just USA Jobs data, it's not just EHRI data, it's all sorts of social media, open source information that can be mined, aggregated and mined, to help agency decision makers lay out an employment strategy. So take your example. There are all sorts of ways, even without an exit survey, that we could probably find out when new recruits are leaving and why, so that, if they're leaving unhappy, we can do things to change that. But, B, we can follow them after they leave and hopefully bring them back. But let me add another one of my pet peeves to the mix here, Francis. Under current civil service rules, an employee can return to federal service without further competition, but only at the grade level at which they left. And when you think about that, somebody who's an IT specialist for the federal government and goes off to become a CIO for Google, if they left us when they're a GS-9, they can only come back as a GS-9. And we need to figure out how to give them a passport so that they can go, return, and as they increase their value through experience, et cetera, the federal system acknowledges that and frankly pays them accordingly.
Who would have to structure that? I mean, if OPM wanted to, could they come up with a policy to do that?
I think this is in part regulatory, so OPM could fix a large share of that problem through rulemaking. There are parts of this, though, that are statutory, and they'd have to get legislation from Congress. But this is one of those where I can't imagine there'd be a lot of opposition to this. Again, it just makes too much sense. People move around, they leave jobs, and if the federal government can attract them back with a whole lot more experience and expertise, we shouldn't penalize them for doing so.
The point of the READY, as I mentioned, is data, and Emily Kopp's story details it on federalnewsradio.com. Director Archuleta pointed out a number in the news conference at which she rolled out READY, Ron, that I want to get your thoughts on. 70% of jobs, Emily writes, that are advertised on usajobs.gov go to internal candidates. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Or is it just a thing?
Well, I think it's just a thing because, look, there are lots and lots and lots of internal promotions. I think the requirement to post all of those jobs on USA Jobs gives people false hope. I've talked to many federal employees, particularly those who apply for SES jobs, and they compare it to playing the lottery because it's never clear which of those jobs advertised are actually real vacancies or whether there's an heir apparent. And in this case, look, it's a legitimate heir apparent. If you've got a bunch of worthy, deserving promotion candidates in your office and you're forced to post a vacancy that's for status candidates only, why wouldn't you pick from your office? Obviously, if you want to cast a wider net, you can do that. But I agree with Director Archuleta. That's an issue. It's false hope. It's misleading. There ought to be a way to not have to advertise all those jobs when the area of consideration and the worthy candidates are right there in front of you.